listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, April 13th. My name is Michael Kelly and I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Well, good evening, Michael. As always, I'm glad to be here.
Glad to have you. And thank you to those joining us live in the live chat. We always appreciate your contributions. And thanks to those that can take time to catch up with us in the archives. Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that can be found at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. We're going to begin tonight with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. Those are 1. Do no harm, do right. 2. We believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3. We believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4. We are all equal. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5. We recognize and honor the divine energy that it lives in all living things. 6. We are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7. Self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9. Expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. Alright. Tonight, we're talking about something that's always been near and dear to me. Paradox. The paradox of life. What is a paradox? Dr. Vicki, what is a paradox?
A paradox. Well, a paradox is when there's like contradictory statements that seem true. So if it's like coming at something from two different points of view that seem to contradict each other, but they're not. See, it's tricky, isn't it?
It is. Paradox. Well, I think the question in itself, what is a paradox, is itself kind of what kind of paradox are we talking about? Are we talking about a turn of phrase, a grammatical paradox? Is the, waking dream kind of thing like that, a paradox that, two things that shouldn't exist together, but that then there's the general paradox of life that, there are always these forces that exist in opposition to one another, that they seem to, it's like, how can this thing over here exist if this thing over here also exists? There are so many layers to just existence and reality and our perception of that reality. And I wonder if sometimes what we see as a paradox, as in the more metaphysical kind of, spiritual sense, in the sense of looking at reality and understanding existence, these things that seemingly, shouldn't exist, the fact that, we have such wisdom and insight and sentience, and we have this awareness of ourselves, and yet we still go to war. And Dr. Vicki, you made a comment, that was very interesting before we went live. You said, the paradox of going to war to make peace,
It's bonkers to me, but yeah. Thank you for some already comments coming up in the chat, and I'm just going to interrupt you for a second, Michael, because Dr. Zach is with us tonight, and of course we promoted his little book, Savage Sonnets, last week, and we're really glad to have you here this week, Zach. He said, left and right are both true, black and white, true. Dr. Edwards says, a statement or proposition that, despite sound, or apparently sound, reasoning from acceptable premises, leads to a conclusion that seems senseless, logically unacceptable, or self-contradictory.
And, you know, it's just, that's, it's so hard
that,
to... Oh, that's absolutely... Thank you for that. And just thank you to everybody that's joining us. And you have some great points being made and already getting a good discussion about this topic. But, I mean, that, you know, something that leads to a conclusion that seems senseless, logically unacceptable, or self-contradictory. Can we think of any examples? I'm hard-pressed to find any examples, especially in the last, you know, 10 years where that would apply. But
well,
I'm sorry, what
Kelly,
I really mean
right?
to say is that there are too many examples trying to get through my brain, that they're all trying to get through the door at the same time and I can't get out.
That library collision. what does Dr. Kelly write in the self-discovery cards, Michael?
Well, when it comes to the paradox inner oracle card, it is this. A truth can be found in seemingly contradictory ideas. What may seem like a false proposition can be a set of new ideas and ways of thinking. Your solution may lay in the opposite direction than you think. Keep in mind that the cosmos works in equals and opposites. Not all truths lay in common opinions. This may be a time for contrarian thinking and opening your mind to what may not make sense at first, and thus new perspectives are discovered. I think that kind of keys in
it. When it just doesn't make sense.
And you
but
have
it's
to,
true.
Right. And, you know, you have to wonder, is it a limitation of perspective? Is it something that we just can't see the full context of it, so it seems like a paradox?
Well, I do, you know, we have talked a lot, Michael, about perception and individual realities. You know, everyone has their own deciding of what life is. And yet, if I'm of one culture, somebody else is of another culture. We have different practices, but we're all living life. That's kind of a paradox, you know, because
mm-hmm.
we're living life differently, but we're still living. And so, again, perception, reality, that's kind of where I go with it. And how sometimes we speak in what seems to be contradictions, but it's... It may not make sense, but in some other weird way, it rings true. Am I making any sense? See,
no, absolutely.
Paradox.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's so many different ways that you can go at it. And, you know, we apply the term very kind of liberally in, you know, English speech. But there are... What about the paradox of just existence? Why do things exist instead of not exist? You know, can you have something that comes from nothing? Yeah, or if not, then how did you have something to begin with? What was the original spark? How can you have a spark that comes from nothing? You know, it's just these kinds of things that it seems to me that these ideas of, you know, why is existence even here? It just is beyond our current awareness and knowledge, and it's a perspective that we can't see. It's beyond us.
I want to in looking up some things for tonight's program, Michael, I did find that there are apparently three types of paradoxes. So I guess maybe we should have started with that in some way. But one is logic based on falsehood. Well, we see a lot of that around. One is truthful, and another is contradictory. So, and there are actually terms for each of these if anybody's interested. Falsitical is logic based on falsehood. Veridical is truthful. Antinomy? I can't even say that right. A contradiction real or apparent between two principles or conclusions, both of which equally justified. But there's a Dr. Richard Norquist of Georgia South University. He says, he's actually been an author of many grammatical and composition textbooks. A paradox is a figure of speech in which a statement appears to contradict itself, such as waking is dreaming. See, in the whole conversation about a paradox is kind of confusing to me, you know, because it does shift our perceptions. So you think logic based on falsehood. I think all of us, as a friend of mine, a late friend of mine would always say, oh, we all live in our own church of justification. So, you know, we're all justifying our own logic. And our own reality and that perception of reality. So this is kind of goes, I see a paradox rather as two opposing things as like this circle that keeps going around and around and around, you know, with no ending.
You know, talk about going around and around with no ending makes me think about life in a couple different layers. Not only do you have the life of existence that we have now, but if you think about a cyclical form of life, you know, how many times have we done this before? How many times will we do it again is always an interesting thought. There was an article I read. It was a philosophical article by Mr. Mark Manson. And he listed three paradoxes of life. We all need stability and we need change. Isn't that's just the truth. We need freedom and yet we need commitment. We need our own individuality. We need to be individuals, but yet we also need to conform. And it's like these different opposing truths.
I know. It goes in a circle. It's just like circle thinking.
It's all right. And just like Dr. Zach said earlier, all of them are right. And for each individual, there's going to be a different balance between these different opposing forces, these paradoxes of life. And so I thought that was just a very interesting way to put it.
Well, and this is where the paradox conversation kind of starts and ends. What else do you have to talk about? I don't know. It's again, to me, that's that circle and those examples that you were talking about. I do think that going back to the self-discovery cards and what Dr. Kelly wrote, you know, there's... It might be that because we're so focused on where we are, it takes contradictory thinking, you know, that take a 180, do a reversal, see something from a different side that helps us shift our reality. So one truth can be, you know, certainly a truth is there for us and living your truth, but shifting your thinking can take you on a whole new path. Or at least open up your world, open up your mind, you know, educate yourself. That I think the truth then becomes expanded rather than, you know, diverted or changed entirely, if that makes sense. So I think that as metaphysicians, we're opening our minds to all different kinds of perceptions and that all of life is a paradox, period. I mean, it is. And we're living dead people.
this is true.
You know, as Dr. Kelly loves to say, this is a planet where everything eats everything, and yet, you know, it's a beautiful planet. Like, that in itself is a paradox.
You know? And when you encounter something that is a paradox, too, I think you know, this ties so neatly into cognitive dissonance, and this is something we were talking about prior to the program too, Dr. Vicky, where, you know, these kind of things that you come to a crisis point between two different opposing sides of yourself. And, you know, there are some other wonderful examples that were at the same...
Now, you just opened up a can of worms there, Michael, living in your own world of a paradox. That takes us down a matrix.
But, you know, like something, for example, like this, you know, this would be a classic paradox, one of the ones that I came across. The more something scares you, the more you should probably do it. And, you know, these things that we find in other people that we hate, it might be true that we're avoiding that in ourselves, that we're trying to... We hate it because we see it in ourselves and we don't like it. We project
paradox.
It.
Paradox.
And so, you know, a lot of that is tied into cognitive dissonance. And that's why when we talk about the inner oracle card, it specifically points out to new perspectives and maybe things lie in a new direction. And when you approach a paradox in life, when you're challenged with seeing something that exists that shouldn't, or something that is contradictory to everything that you've known, it forces a shift in perspective, and that changes your reality. And it is just the nature of the universe. It's almost like an ordered chaos. And that is a paradox in itself.
That's
what
a
is,
paradox.
Is the universe full of predestiny? Is it planned? Is there, you know, a destiny for each of us? Or is it all chaos? And there's compelling arguments for both.
Exactly. Another paradox. See, and that's where I think in many ways we're all living a paradox. And that's why when Michael brought up the topic of paradox tonight, it gets me excited, but it also gets me really confused. How do you have a discussion about paradox when everything in life is a paradox? Because if you really study it and you observe and you look at yourself, you look at your family, you look at the world, you look at metaphysics, universality, everything is in opposition of itself and yet has some kind of order. But if I think of who I was when I was 20 to who I am now, I'm the same individual but way different. That's a paradox. See? And so we're living in that paradox. How do you have a discussion about paradox when we are the paradox?
That's true.
It's a great analysis, you know.
It seems to be a requirement of sentience is to, you know, live the paradox, to be able to navigate that, to understand that these two things that shouldn't coexist do coexist. They're coexisting right now. And Jamil said the universe seems to be organized chaos, and that is exactly what I think. I think it's a bit of both. I think that there is massive amounts of chaos and randomness that happen in life, but then there's also threads of, I don't know, call it destiny, if you will. Call it, maybe it needs to happen in this universe because every other existence has happened the other way. I don't know. But they're just, if you look back, and maybe it's because of the human penchant for finding patterns, you look back and you almost see a line, a thread of things that, you know, that just had to happen. I was listening to a history recap of World War One, real in-depth, that was talking about the assassination of the Franz Duke Ferdinand. And there were about 20 assassins, Serbian nationalists, that were upset with the Austro-Hungarian Empire. And they tried to assassinate him already that day on his parade route, and they made a mistake and they messed up. And he was leaving, and they were taking him to this hospital, and a driver took a wrong turn. And he took a wrong turn right onto a street where one of the other assassins happened to be, and they were mostly all given up. And he just happened to be there. And the driver realized he took a wrong turn and stopped right in front of this guy and then started to back up, giving him the perfect opportunity. So was this man destined to die? I mean, there were so many things that had to have happened for that to line up the way it did. And for that to lead, of course, to what was the original Great War. But it's, you know, there's just so many interesting things. And you think about this line of, you know, paradox, thinks about perspective, thinks about reality, which leads to these things of, you know, determination versus free will. It's a rabbit hole.
It is a rabbit hole. Eileen just said in the chat also, is it still a paradox when the paradox becomes the norm? that's a paradox, because what is the norm? And where does the paradox begin and end, which to me then is the circle.
Exactly.
See, there we go.
Everything comes around full circle, right?
It does so. Wendy is saying she loves this topic. She says we need about 3 weeks on it. I don't know. I'm confused. The more I talk about it, the more confused I feel.
Well, that's just a paradox in and of itself.
Exactly. Yeah, I think I know what I want to say, but what? That's a contradiction. And then, well, but if it's a contradiction, it's a paradox, and then I'm back to the beginning again. And sometimes if we really stop and think about the things that come out of our mouths and the things we do, it just does not make any sense. But we do it anyway, and it still rings to be true. So that's what I mean. We're living the paradox, Dr. Owen says, I'm confused. Randy says, yes. Hey, by the way, I'm just going to go off topic for a second and straighten out my brain cells. The librarians at work in there. Dr. Owen, hello. That's a doctor in front of her name. Just got her doctoral degree. Congratulations. That's a great accomplishment.
It is.
Very happy for you.
Very heartfelt congratulations to you.
That's wonderful. And I have to go ahead.
I'm feeling the segue. You go for it.
Go for it. You do it.
Well, that, you know, we're looking very much forward to Dr. Ione being able to be announced on our graduation ceremony that's coming up. Not too terribly long. It's coming up on May 7th. And, of course, students can find the countdown clock on their student portal.
Yep.
And, you know, we're just really looking forward to it. So just a reminder out there. And Dr. Ione, looking forward to celebrating you then, too.
Yeah, it's a very exciting day. This would be my 11th one with Dr. Kelly and yourself, Michael. And
it has been a minute.
Oof. You know, whew, it's just gone in a heartbeat. Where did 11 years go? So always excited to see the names and all those feelings that we all get, the warm fuzzies of people doing such wonderful things for themselves. And, you know, again, I know we say it loads of times, the things we learn through this program, the least of which is the commitment and the dedication and the perseverance to get the work done and do it, but how much we're changed. And we can all talk about kind of the same thing and know what we're all talking about. That's fun.
It is.
Just more people on the boat. I love that.
Absolutely. And just, you know, also just continuing to advance and be part of a community of people that are also just trying to explore what it means to be alive, what it means to be human. The very concepts of life. But, you know, I don't know. This is turning into broken record territory, but just thinking about...
Are you going paradox on it?
Oh, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it strong, Dr. Vicky. Feeling the paradox. I'm thinking back 11 years. Went by so quickly, but I'm thinking 11 years ago, I was holding my goddaughter, Analia, and it seems like it was so long ago, but then again, it wasn't that long ago.
Paradox.
How can both things be true? My mind can't comprehend it. If I was a robot, I would blow up right now.
Paradox.
See, that's another thing you have to remind yourself of. If you ever come into contact with robots that are trying to destroy the human race, all you have to do is figure out a logical paradox for that robot, and then the head blows up. I've seen movies. I've seen cartoons. I know how it works.
There we go, paradox.
There's another paradox.
Maybe we're just living a cartoon.
I'm a grown man in my 30s who occasionally watches cartoons, too.
You know, there used to be a day when the Three Stooges were funny, and now it's just not considered funny anymore for people to smack each other.
Well, says you.
Paradox. You know, Michael, is it about that time? It's fun. It's been a fun conversation, really.
Is it
that time we should start maybe picking some cards for our folks here?
For those who
are new, the Inner Oracle Self-Discovery cards designed by Dr. Kelly, and I back that up. We pick one of those cards for you, and then I back that up with a tarot card and see if there's a message. Get you thinking, you know, just kind of triggers all of our brain cells into maybe doing nothing. Paradox.
Well, if somebody gets the card paradox tonight, then that's going to be trippy. All right. Okay. So, yeah, we're going to roll right into it. We have some names coming up already. And I believe we have Dr. Raven first.
Let's see.
Continuity of life. Number 16, Dr. Raven. Let's see. The continuity of life. Human consciousness transcends the physical body, allowing a new chapter of life to continue. Stability and peace is assured with continuity in the flow of day-to-day life. There is reason to hope for a favorable outcome in the face of adversity or a difficult situation. You are a living example of the continuity of life. Cherished values will continue to live and grow. Sometimes we must allow a current chapter to close so that a new chapter may begin.
All right, we have here, in support of that, Eight of Clubs. So that's a fast action. That's things happening quickly. So I would say, there's an old saying a bunch of women and I used to have together. You know, hang on to your body parts, Margaret. We're going for a ride. and that's what I feel here for you. It's like this continuity of life and things are building up and get ready for it. So make sure that you're all organized because things are going to get very busy very quickly. So that's what I see in that.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
Michael. We have Mike, I think, next.
Mm-hmm. I have inspiration and motivation. Number 45. Inspiration and motivation come from hope. Motivation means finding a meaningful reason to do something. Look within for inspiration leading to motivation by reflecting on your goals and the life you want to live. Drive and accomplishment may be missing from your life, or your life may revolve too heavily around it. Remain balanced, inspired, and motivated with the vigor of positive energy.
I like it. And have faith. That's what I want to say to you. The Three of Diamonds, that place of faith, that place where, think of mind, body, spirit, think of what you've learned, go into your heart. And I know that sounds so philosophical and cliche for you, Mike, but I feel like you're on the brink of something. That's what's coming to me. And you have to have faith and take that leap of faith. You're inspired, motivated, do it. So I'd say this is the time when your life is really beginning to change and in a much more positive note. So that's a good one.
Very nice.
I like it.
All right. We have our newly minted Dr. Ione next. And I have number 18, evolution. Perfect. All right.
Let's see.
It does. Evolution is the driving force of all life. Change is always afoot. Be aware and participate in the evolution of present energies that change situations. Resistance to change is born from fear of losing control. Resistance to change prolongs discomfort. But fear not. Personal growth and enlightenment are sure to result in the wake of your own evolution and that of life around you. Thus, entropy is lowered.
Four of clubs in support of that, Ione. I always see the four of wands as commitment. It's simply put, and very often it's the marriage card, but it doesn't have to be marriage in the way of intimacy. It can be a marriage to signing a contract or making an agreement with somebody. So think about, in your evolution, what are your new promises to yourself? What are your, it's when you think you make those New Year's resolutions, what is the resolution that you're making to yourself that you're doing in this moment? Not something you'll wait till Monday, but that agreement, the agreement to yourself and other agreements that you're going to make also over this next month with other people and fulfilling those obligations and those commitments. So it's kind of reordering your mind, I think, that's coming, and evolution, absolutely. So, and congratulations again.
All right. We have Charles next.
All right.
I have number 12, Spirit, Cosmos, and Divine Energy. All right. Drawing this card indicates the evolving relationship you have with your own inner spirit or higher self within the context of the greater universe. You are growing your relationship with the cosmic consciousness. Continue to observe and appreciate the interconnectedness of all life forms within the fabric of life and the important role you and they play.
You know, Charles, the Ten of Hearts, simply in my mind, to get right to it, is about family and the joyfulness and feeling a sense of accomplishment. But when we partner that spirit, cosmos, divine energy with that is, and with this family, I feel like something in your world is expanding. Now, that could be a new addition to the family, but something that's bringing the family joy. So it's not just for you, but it's how that touches you in a spiritual way, that the family is in a good place. So I want to say congratulations. That's what I want to say. So we'll see what happens.
All right. We have Audra up next. Always happy to have you, Audra. We have number one, perfection. All right. Always remember that you are perfect just as you are. A perfect work in progress, always changing and growing. Today is a reflection of past choices, and tomorrow is changeable by choices made today. This card may indicate that a situation is either perfect or not perfect for you. Embrace all mistakes, as they are vital to your growth while striving for a better future. Reflect to see what contributes to your perfect journey and move forward gracefully.
Good news coming, Audra. Perfection, and then you have the Page of Pentacles or the Page of Diamonds in support of that. That's the communicator, good news, you know, that kind of thing. So there's something shifting, and I'm feeling a negotiation. That's what I'm hearing in my head, some kind of talking with somebody about what's next. And again, being of diamonds, it has to do with work and finances. So that's awesome. It's coming, Audra. You're going to be fine.
Very nice. All right, we have Jamil next. And let's see, I have number 7, self-mastery. Jamil? To know who you are and why you are who you are is self-actualization. To choose and walk your own path is self-determination, giving inner peace. Not allowing others to dictate your behavior is self-control. Remain true to your convictions. This is self-mastery towards the path of self-completeness.
Oh, 10 of diamonds. Interesting, Jamil. I always see that as the marketplace. Discussions about finances. And this could be you applying your skills in some way that has to do with investments, investing, or even advising others in some kind of an investment pursuit. So it's... You know more than you think you know. I want to say that to you. And, you know, get older and you say, oh, I've forgotten more than I know. It kind of feels that way. So I think there's some really interesting conversations, and I see little dollar signs floating around. Oh, I want to hang out with you. That's what I want to do. So good things are coming, Jamil.
That's a good message. Dollar signs are fun. You know, it's not the cause of happiness. It just allows you the freedom to find your happiness.
There you go.
All right. And I believe we have Eileen next, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, that's what I have too.
I have number 28, do no harm, do right. Do no harm, do right is the most powerful principle to live by. Doing no harm includes the words and actions to the self and others. Doing right means to also take positive action where there is a need, without infringing on the free will or rights of others. Always strive for the highest good for all concerned, including yourself. Do no harm and do right establishes the foundation for all other principles.
Well, here's a paradox. I got lovers. Yes. So do no harm, do right. And we have lovers and passion, energy, and that's kind of a paradox for you, Eileen. But here's what I want to do with that. It's really about that passion we have for life and thinking about new beginnings and feeling in that incentive. And so the do no harm, do right, sometimes this is a paradox again, Michael. Here we go.
Oh, they pop up everywhere.
Sometimes we have to do the right thing in order to have a good outcome, but it doesn't feel good, you know, when you're doing it. And it's kind of a natural law, you know.
Yeah.
Like Dr. Kelly says, live in a planet where everything eats everything. And you do have to kill the chicken in order to eat the meat and so on. But in this case, it's kind of like being strict with your children, and you don't want to. You want to give them freedom, but being strict and having discipline helps to nurture them in a good way. So that, you know, tough love, kind of thing is at work here in some regard. So I think for yourself, it's you're maybe sorting that out in your head, that being too kind, and like another thing Dr. Kelly would say is, don't do for others what they ought to and can do for themselves. So
that
could bring about harm, even though you love somebody and you'd want to do it for them. So just those things I feel like are maybe a challenge this week or something that you're thinking about. I hope it makes sense.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, if you're ever, you know, starving and you need to eat something and there's only a chicken available and it's alive and you feel bad about killing it, just remember that that chicken descended from dinosaurs, which used to eat our ancestors from many millions of years ago. So.
Paradox.
Turnabout is fair play, but yes, it is.
We have Edward up next, Michael.
All right, Edward, I have number 37, groundedness. All right. And if I would pull these ahead of time instead of being spontaneous, I'd already have it open. Remain grounded by looking for evidence that supports or refutes claims or beliefs. Have a compelling and defensible basis for your beliefs, especially esoteric beliefs. An absence or denial of evidence does not assure a truthful conclusion. Be willing to examine beliefs, assumptions, and opinions and weigh them against facts. Suspend judgment until you have considered all of the facts, or have more facts to uncover. Adjust opinions when new facts are not found.
With the Nine of Diamonds, Edward, it's kind of like things in and around the home. Being grounded and sensible where things belong, how things work, not just a feng shui kind of thing with energy, but also what is sensible, logical, And I know sometimes we have attachment even to furniture, right? But it's not sensible anymore if it's falling apart. But I feel like there might be some reorganizing in the home, discussions around the home about how things are going to fit or get organized. So I think that is where groundedness and being the center of the home kind of makes sense to me. Hope it makes sense to you.
All right.
We have Dr. Jeff next.
Dr. Jeff, I have number 31, sacred obligations. A sacred obligation is a sacrosanct duty that any higher being would render for the highest good of all concerned. Sacred obligations include do no harm, do right, pay it forward, uphold individual value, value all life, extend tolerance and equality, control and change only what one is entitled to control and change. Evolve and grow as a human being with higher awareness. Promote knowledge, not fear, and more. Continue to aspire to your highest good by recognizing and fulfilling your sacred obligations. My dog has a sacred obligation to defend this house, and she will.
Well, Dr. Jeff knows all about that. He has a dog, too, so there you go. Jeff, I got the hermit in support of sacred obligations, and I think really it's again having a reflective moment and kind of lining things up in yourself, what, you know, like in other words, feelings and thinking and doing, you know, in that flow of energy rather than just feeling something and thinking about it without. So I think this is just a moment where sacred obligations and the hermit are just saying sometimes we have to take a moment and realign. And that could be a 5-minute meditation or that could be 2 days of I'm checking out. I'm just going to watch Netflix. I don't know. So whatever that is for you, it's just having a moment. Take the time to take care of yourself and line up your energy. So,
all right.
I think Kevin is next.
Kevin, I have a wild card, first one of the evening, wild card number 2, and then some. Let's see. When you have reached your limits and believe you have done all that you can do, reach deep within to stretch your true potential. Do a little more than is needed to go beyond what is required to make a positive difference. You can do it, and by doing so, you are leaving the woodpile a little higher than you found it.
Ooh, Kevin, you got the High Priestess in support of that. So how that partners for me is like expanding your intuition. In other words, going greater and more than you considered that you could or thought that you could. It may even be that you're considering to learn a new craft, a new pursuit, maybe another course. But it's the and then some and the high priestess that's expanding knowledge, but mystical knowledge. So it's like being a little bit psychic there. You being, I mean. So something's going on inside of you, Kevin. It's shifting. Your perception is shifting. And when that happens, intuition starts, really gets ignited. So,
That is interesting. All right. And we have our card keeper, Wendy, up next, if I'm not mistaken. And I think that's our last card of the evening.
I think so. One thing, thank you, Wendy, for keeping track of all the cards. And she has been injecting that into the chat where, you know, so-and-so had this card before, didn't have this card before, and so on. And what I'm getting from tonight is that there's some new energy injected here. So
absolutely.
It's pretty cool.
You know, because usually we will hear that we, you know, pulled this card a while back, or, you know, somebody might have gotten it on repeat. But, yeah, you know, to see so many different kind of new messages kind of goes along with what you've been talking about for a while, Dr. Vicky, about us being in a new energy shift overall as a people.
I think so. Yeah,
Wendy,
I think so.
Let's see what we have for you tonight. We have a wild card, number 3, blocks. I don't know if we pulled this one in a while. Let's see.
We'll put it back in and pick another one. I'm kidding.
There's a time for movement and a time to sit still. What may seem like blocks could be an opportunity to reevaluate while allowing the universe to open new doorways. At times, we simply need to get out of our own way in order for events to unfold as they should. It can feel like a free falling when a leap of faith is required. If blocks continue, it may be a time for a new direction. Do not dismay. Blockages serve purposes. Diligence and insight are required. Remain open.
I pulled the justice card for you, Wendy. And, you know, as Michael is reading blocks, I'm thinking, it could very well be that you might want to fire your accountant. Like it could be tax time, you're thinking this isn't working out, but somebody else could work that out for you to do with contracts. Justice is about fairness and equitability, essentially. But when we take it to a fundamental level of, you know, how does this relate to something in life, that's what flashes in my head of what is, a life component here. It's maybe in contracts, negotiating, taxes, so on, you know, it's having to work out some of the details. And if somebody can't work out those details with you, just get somebody else because they have this good feeling this can be worked out, or the challenge there is not really a challenge at all. It's just the wrong one looking at it. So that's kind of where I'm going. So you have to give us feedback in the event that happens, or Wendy, because I just pull rabbits out of my hat sometimes.
And if the if you're using H&R Block, then that's just going to be
go somewhere else. Please, that's the only time I used them once in my lifetime. It's the only time I had to really pay taxes.
I kid for the blocks. For just legal disclaimers, we have nothing bad to say about H&R Block.
No, of course not. No.
But anyway. Well, I think that's it for cards. And, it's been
a fun night.
It has been. And there's so many ways you can go. If you're going to be responsible in doing it in a safe place and wanted to play a drinking game and listen to this time, broadcast tonight, take a drink every time you hear one of us say paradox, you'll be just blown to smithereens by the end of this one.
Wendy just said she had to pay a lot of taxes this year. I'd say double check it. That's what I want to say to you. Double check it, Wendy.
Yep, absolutely. And, such a complicated thing to navigate, too. C'est la vie, I say. But,
yeah.
I guess it's always that time.
Well, it's been fun. I know we've been bumping into each other. That's kind of a paradox, too. Sometimes, for everybody out there, we do sometimes have a little delay in our headphones and Skype. And we're both going to say the same thing, but at the same time.
Well, we're so in sync at this point, you know. We can just finish each other's...
Oh, that's true, Michael. We can just about... No, I don't want to start talking for you. You talk.
I don't want to talk for myself. I say the stupidest things sometimes. But, you know, I think... you know, it has been an interesting conversation. As we kind of wrap up and we kind of ending our discussion this evening, as I kind of pat away the dogs so they don't make too much noise, I really think about the main takeaway of the paradox as being something that forces a new perspective and maybe forces a new way to look at things. And it might force you to shift the way that you're looking at your own life. And to also understand that opposites exist in this world. And doesn't mean that one of them is necessarily wrong, although I think the case could be made that objectively some are. But that being said, you have to live your own life. Use a paradox and cognitive dissonance as evidence that a new shift in perspective is needed. And so that's kind of the big takeaway I want to leave us with. But any last thoughts, Dr. Hunter?
No, they summed it up really well tonight. We've also reminded everybody about graduation coming up on May 7th, so please put it on your calendars.
Absolutely.
And even if you're not graduating, join us and just, you know, listen to the program, maybe do some chat stuff, you know, saying hi to everybody. And it's always encouraging for new graduates, too, so...
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're looking forward to having as many of you as you can join us. Invite your friends, invite your family. You know, it's something to be celebrated. And life has so much going on in it. We need to take every opportunity to celebrate achievement, to celebrate the good things in life, and to celebrate each other. So tonight, we're celebrating you, Dr. Ione. We're celebrating our other graduates as well, coming up next month, and you as well. And we're looking forward to you joining us. So... Well, we're going to have another fascinating topic next week. It's going to blow every other topic we've ever had away. It's going to just tear the roof off of the metaphysical, you know, conceptions that we've had to date. We're not sure what it is yet, but it's going to be amazing. But so please, we look forward to having you join us next week. We look forward to that wonderful interactive chat. Until then, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.